Hey, I'm Jess. Welcome to Music Notes. From throwbacks, modern hits, and media, I like talking about the latest music trends. It's a luck of the draw when people become famous from social media. The powerful vocals of Teddy Swims and Benson Boone have turned these two gentlemen into global pop vocalists. Both posting cover songs online, they've gradually sung through other media to gain the exposure achieved now. Teddy Swims's Lose Control and Benson Boone's Beautiful Things are current songs painting the thought of being without love. I recognize Teddy and Benson from TV appearances done a few years ago. It's terrific seeing their authentic voices being praised and challenging the industry's talent level. In this episode, I'll look into Teddy Swims and Benson Boone's music history, lyrics of their current singles, and top charting stats. So let's take music notes. Jaden Collin Dimsdale was born September 25th, 1992, in Conyers, Georgia. Football was a traditional activity in his family and the original game plan he followed until the middle of high school. Exposed by his dad listening to 1970s soul music and best friend playing in band like his father, the future Teddy Swims discovered he could sing. From the advice of a teacher, he and best friend Jesse signed up for theater at Salem High School. They performed Damn Yankees, Children of Eden, the complete works of William Shakespeare, Much Ado About Nothing, and Rent. Teddy Swims was the nickname that his friends came up with for his appearance and voice's sweetness. His mom didn't like the idea of him walking away from football, but was convinced it was the right choice hearing him sing in the plays. Pleasing her to also have a backup plan, he studied cosmetology as she worked as a hairdresser and sang in metal bands on the side. Teddy chose a special date to upload his first online cover song video, June 25th, 2019. That marked the 10th anniversary of Michael Jackson's death and sang 1979 hit Rock With You from Off the Wall's album. Still available to watch on his YouTube channel, he sang it so effortlessly and had fun smiling during it. I always have fun with Rock With You. It's one of my favorites. Humbled by 10,000 views, Teddy was surprised seeing the numbers increase positively. It's at 10.2 million about 5 years later. Teddy Swims continued posting more favorite songs that he liked singing and got signed to Warner Records end of 2019. My first time watching him was on the Kelly Clarkson Show in 2021. He pre-taped a performance as a musical guest, and his voice sounded so strong on My Bad. The descriptors I picked up on were blue-eyed soul and husky vocals like Chris Stapleton. I've noticed in my research that he covered Chris's songs Tennessee Whiskey and Either Way on his YouTube channel. I remember waiting when his bigger moment would be with that special soul voice. Teddy got booked on tours, released two indie albums, collaborated in country and pop, then wrote a debut single that suited him perfectly. Lose Control came out June 23, 2023, reminiscent of the R&B style he grew up on. Based on personal experiences, the song was motivation for him to stop substance abuse and coping to be without his girlfriend who was part of that wild lifestyle. Teddy Swims sells Lose Control's conversational rhythm and stretching out the struggle of moving on in the chorus. The lyrics are, "Something's got a hold of me lately. No, I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind. How many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taken a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know? I lose control when you're not next to me. I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? I lose control when you're not next to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. The problem is, I want your body like a fiend, like a bad habit. Bad habit's hard to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon black magic, and it takes two. Problematic. The problem is, when I'm with you, I'm an addict, and I need some relief. My skin and your teeth. Can't see the forest through the trees. Got me down on my knees. Darling, please. Lose Control was co-written by One Direction songwriter Julian Boneta and Mickey Echo, who duetted on Rihanna's 2013 song, Stay. Posting Lose Control video clips on social media, the song took about 6 months to cross over and define what genre it could fall into. For September 15th's album release, I've Tried Everything But Therapy, Part 1, I heard it around then on Adult Alternative Radio. TikTok users created a Lose Control challenge with Teddy Swims vocals and improvising an open verse. On top of that, three live versions, instrumentals, and pitched audio remixes were just compiled April 17th as Lose Control Alt Versions. Debuting 99 on the Hot 100, August 2023, it has since charted number 14 Adult Contemporary, number 12 Adult R&B Radio, number 4 Global 200, number 2 in the UK, topped Pop Radio, Digital Songs, and the Hot 100. In preparation of an international tour, Teddy Swims appeared on a recent episode of American Idol, and one of the eliminated contestants covered other album track, The Door. I've Tried Everything But Therapy, Part 1, is a great listen in a half hour's time. I like that there's a balance of listening Teddy sing mellow and hearty in the track list. Some Things I'll Never Know and You Still Get to Me give off Rascal Flatts ballad vibes, The Door, Goodbye's Been Good to You, Suitcase, and Evergreen showcase different modern soul styles. I'm looking forward to see where else Teddy Swims' success will go. At BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge, Benson Boone just covered Lose Control, promoting his new album and number one UK smash, Beautiful Things. Benson James Boone was born June 25, 2002, in Monroe, Washington. Fresh into trying music with his friends and on TikTok, the next place he wanted to try was American Idol. Benson auditioned fall 2020, receiving all three of the judges' approvals. Lionel Richie called him a natural talent, Luke Bryan told him to believe in himself, and Katy Perry told him he could win the show. If you're wondering how he did, you're going to be surprised what happened next. Boosting confidence in creating his own music immediately, Benson Boone had a change of heart and withdrew from American Idol. Relatively quick, Imagine Dragons frontman Dan Reynolds signed him to Night Street Records, also partnered with Warner Records, like Teddy Swims. On Ellen DeGeneres' final talk show season, she welcomed Benson to sing his 2021 single, Ghost Town. Earning some charting internationally, it went on 2022 indie album, Walk Me Home, and now on 2024 album, Fireworks and Rollerblades. Before its April 5th release date, Beautiful Things is the reigning promo single, adding lots of excitement. Savoring the relationship he's in with his girlfriend, Benson begs to not lose it all as his life's looking up. Going from normal range to an unexpected rock dubstep scream in the chorus, his plea effortlessly hits hard. That technique was done by combining two different songs that Benson wrote. A personal perspective I feel in Beautiful Things is the pessimism. We've all dealt with rough times, and it's hard not to think you can lose something valuable at any time. It's taken me decades to persevere where my life's at now, and I have to push myself to be proud rather than anxious of it disappearing. Besides the fact, relationships are tough to keep up with and last. That's my other interpretation of why I think this song is doing so well. Beautiful Things lyrics are, "For a while there was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I want to get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Oh, please don't take. I found my mind. I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I'll tell ya, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love, but I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all." Exactly 3 months, Beautiful Things has charted number 19 Adult Contemporary, number 2 on the Hot 100, number 1 Pop Radio, the UK, and the Global 200 for 8 weeks. Filmed outside of his hometown, St. George, Utah, the music video shows Benson Boone and his band set up to rock out in a mountainous canyon. I particularly hear on Beautiful Things and Fireworks and Rollerblades album that Benson Boone resembles Harry Styles, Max, and British rock. The piano in There She Goes sounds like Elton John or Queen to me. I'm really digging it. Slow It Down got picked the second single, ranking top 40 within a few weeks. By the way, the contestant who won American Idol during Benson's season was Chase Beckham. I mentioned him 3 episodes ago about his number one country hit, 23. Imagine if those two had competed further. I commend artists showing their raw side because it lets you see what's out there and understand what matters most. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Learn more from the content links I provided in the description. I want to know your input of Teddy Swims and Benson Boone. Email musicnoteswithjess@gmail.com and follow our social media for updates, Facebook, X, and Instagram. Please rate and review wherever you're streaming and support in the subscribers link. I'm Jess. Talk to you next week, a year older, and about the latest music trends.